The Allegheny Trail, West Virginia's longest hiking and biking trail, will celebrate its 50th anniversary later this year. The Allegheny Trail is a 300-plus mile north-south trail that traverses the Allegheny Mountain ridges from the Mason-Dixon line at the Pennsylvania-West Virginia border to the West Virginia-Virginia border, where it meets the Appalachian Trail on Peters Mountain. Nicole Flood Sausition is the outreach coordinator for the West Virginia Scenic Trails Association, a nonprofit tasked with maintaining the trail and coordinating with other organizations concerning recreation in the Mountain State.
The trail's turning 50, and we are having a huge celebration at the Green Bank Observatory September 6th, 7th, and 8th. We're going to have all kinds of workshops. We'll be doing hiking. We'll be doing some concerts, some good food, very much like the Rumpus, but with a little bit of a hiking trail flair to it.
So what makes this trail so special?
Well, first of all, we're West Virginia's longest hiking trail at 311 miles. We go through three national forests, four West Virginia state parks, and we go through two West Virginia state forests. So it's a really unique element that you get a lot of single track. You go through small towns, farmland, along rivers, as well as being high up on a ridge. But one other component that makes this special is we abut the world-famous Appalachian Trail down in Monroe County.
The Allegheny Trail is designed to satisfy the needs of any hiker, whether you're a newbie or hardcore.
There's different hikers. There's the day hiker. Maybe somebody wants to go out and just spend a few hours birding or taking the kids or the dog out. Certainly have access and opportunities for the trail for that type of hike. Then you have your aggressive day hiker who's like, hey, I want to rip off 10 or more miles and get a workout in. Great opportunities to trailhead and do that as well.
Then there are those looking for a multi-day experience.
Then you have your backpacker, who's your overnighter, doesn't want to come off trail for a period of time. For me, I max out maybe at four nights and then kind of have to come back to reality and stuff. Then you have your through hiker, and that's your high-end experienced hiker who says, I'm going to start over here at this southern or northern terminus, and I'm not stopping until I get to the end of the 311 miles.
And people from all around the country come to do just that. We'll talk more about that in the second part of our interview with Nicole. Stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.